Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were talking about how good the saying, follow your heart sound, even though it's bad counsel. Hey, listen closely today. When our heart is assured before Him, then we have both peace and fellowship with God. Okay? We have peace and fellowship because our hearts are assured before Him. And, by the way, in this book, that means we have fellowship with God. And that's the purpose of 1 John. Remember back in chapter 1, verses 3 and 4? That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. You know, you have both peace and fellowship, for in His presence is fullness of joy. Psalms 16, verse 11 says, Thou wilt show me the path of life. In Thy presence is fullness of joy. At Thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Those pleasures are holy, and they fill your heart with joy. That's what's at God's right hand, not the flesh that gives you a momentary thrill and a life of regret. So, when we read something like this, it doesn't say there'll be no trials or no sorrows because we have them in this life. We're still have an old nature. And we're still in a world that Satan moves about freely. So if our heart condemns us, the idea is if it incriminates us, and the problem may be that we're trusting in our heart instead of in the Lord, and that brings a problem. So that brings me to make this statement. The heart of the problem is the problem of the heart. Now notice again here, verse 20. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Have you ever heard people say, follow your heart? Oh, it sounds so sweet on a movie and just so romantic and peaceful and nice, and you know, you want to sing Kumbaya or something, follow your heart. And people say that, and they even use that today in giving counsel. Christians will use that in giving counsel. Follow your heart. That is not good counsel. That is not good advice. You say, why not? Because too often, the heart is quite fickle. Now I want you to notice what Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 26 says. Listen closely. This may throw you for a loop. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. And that's pretty strong language, is it not? He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. But whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. Now, someone hearing this may state, well, the Bible also states that with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And it also says, shalt believe in with thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Is this a contradiction? One part says, I must trust in my heart in order to be saved. Another part says, if I trust in my heart, I'm a fool. So, isn't that a contradiction? Well, understand. Sometimes the word heart refers to our soulish or our feelings part of our being. Even our serious but carnal feelings. See, feelings can change from day to day. With some, it seems from second to second. But feelings can change. So sometimes, heart is referring to the soulish end of us, not the spirit. And when it's used that way, we've got to determine it by the context. So, sometimes the heart, he that trusts in his heart is a fool, is going by his feelings, the soulish end of it. I was talking to a Calvinist one day, and I said to him, you believe the plan of salvation? I discussed it with him. He said, yes. And you believe that's the way to be saved? He said, yes, and that he was. I said, but how do you know that you're one of the elect, since you believe that you've got to be one of the elect to be saved? He said, I just feel it. I says, you know, we have disagreements with the charismatics, and I know your groups have disagreements with the charismatics on feelings, but aren't you doing the same thing as them? You don't have a scripture that says, by this verse, I know I'm one of the elect, and another guy over here, by the same verse, knows that he's not elect. By the Bible, I know the way of salvation, so shouldn't I, by the Bible, know whether I'm elect or not, since all wisdom comes from God? Well, he didn't have an answer for that. He said, well, I just feel it. And a lot of times, that's what the heart is. It's just the feelings in the Bible. Other times, it refers to our inner man, our spirit. As our spirit is directed by the Holy Spirit of God via his word. And so we see that again in Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26. Trusting in your heart, a fool, whoso walketh wisely shall be delivered. And that speaks of your spirit. Now, wisely, in the inner man, who is communing with God, listening to him through his word, God is on the throne in his heart. Therefore, as Psalm 62:8 says, we pour out our heart to him, recognizing his authority and that he is Lord. So we go to him with a submissive will. Okay. And that's what a Christian should do. And that's what a good Christian does do. Now, the context of the passage then again will help knowing whether heart is referring to soul or it's referring to spirit. At times, Satan knows he can't tempt a Christian to repeat things of the past. So he tempts him by bringing to his mind things that brought about failure and regret. Now, even though we know that the consequences before God were paid fully in Jesus Christ, we sometimes have a hard time accepting the forgiveness for ourselves. Maybe it's because we did a very terrible sin, either before or after our salvation. I mean, you might have committed it before your salvation, but it still just eats away because Satan brings it to your mind to condemn and defeat you. How could God use you, somebody that was like that? And it keeps you from having the joy of the Lord as you listen to Satan on those things. Now, we need to go back to 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 and verse 9, where it says, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light." Now, we've been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. So we received him as our Savior. We walk in that light. If we walk in the light, as he said in John 8:12, "If any man follow me, he shall not walk in darkness." So you walk in his light according to his word. You follow his word, directed by his word, prayer, meditation in his word, obedience to what he tells you to do. You do that. Then he says, we have fellowship one with another. That is, we're fellowshipping with others who walk in light. We'll have fellowship. Now, the word fellowship, it's not talking about a party. It's what it has there, just getting together and having some refreshments. But no, a fellowship in the Bible is referring to a partnership. And so you have a partnership with one another. It's like in England where they have the fellowships to universities and they work together. They give a student a fellowship. He gives his work to the school and the school takes care of his needs as well. So it's called a fellowship. They're working together. And so he says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, as Jesus demonstrated it and walked it for us, we have fellowship with one another. Now listen to this next phrase in verse 7 of 1 John chapter 1. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now think of that. When I got saved, I knew that the blood of Jesus had paid the penalty for all my sin for all time. I believe that when he told Mary Magdalene, "Touch me not," there after the resurrection, he was ascending to heaven to put his blood on the mercy seat for our sin. That's why when I sin as a Christian, because I still have this old nature, then I'm cleansed from that sin by that blood that is in the mercy seat. So he says in verse 9, if we confess our sins. Now, the idea of the word confess is to say the same thing as. The idea then is that we want to not only be forgiven, we want it to forsake it. We want it removed from us. We want its power removed from us. Especially if we're addicted to a certain sin. And so, he says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.